This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. What you need to know about Kermit Gosnell is that he is an abortionist who stands charged in Philadelphia with 8 counts of murder. While this may sound old-fashioned, the other details are simply too scandalous for public airwaves. More details are available at our website, lifenews.com. What is coming to light from the Gosnell grand jury investigation is that even other abortionists found too many deficiencies at Gosnell's Philadelphia clinic to even consider granting him membership in the National Abortion Federation. Nevertheless, now that he stands charged with murder, pro-abortion advocates continue to come to his defense, making Kermit Gosnell a kind of martyr. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. 3 stories from the HHS mandate battle. A new report from The Hill indicates that of all the aspects of Obamacare, the HHS mandate is drawing the most opposition. While court decisions against the mandate outnumber those supporting it, a federal judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by Catholic Television and Radio Network, EWTN. And a Michigan specialty construction company is filing suit against the mandate. The lawsuit, brought by Mercino Construction, cites the words of Thomas Jefferson, who wrote, "No provision in our Constitution ought to be more dearer to man than that which protects the rights of conscience against the enterprises of the civil authority." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.